I take an archaeology magazine. I enjoy my subscription very much. It's about the archaeology that pertains to the Bible. I'm constantly amazed how scholars can look at a piece of evidence, some artifact, or some series of facts, or an excavation, or some dig, or something like that, and these learned scholars interpret it according to their prejudices, and one will have a totally opposite opinion from another. And their arguments will lead to such a level of animosity, it is incredible, because everybody has to protect their turf and what they believe, and on and on and on and on. So I stick to what's reliable. And archaeology has shown the reliability of the Bible, the reliability of the Word of God. And I depend upon that, because there's nothing else out there, no other theory that really fits the evidence as I see it. I wonder in myself, how did the land come about that I'm standing on right now? Here's what Genesis says. Genesis 1, verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth grass, and plants yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. You see, God did not give us a scientific treatise in the book of Genesis. What he simply left for us was a record of what he did. He made the earth. He created light, energy. He created a planet where the land would rise forth and the waters would be gathered into places called oceans. And when he created a place like that, he put grass and herbs and vegetables, all kinds of vegetation there. And this story from Genesis stands the test of the evidence. Don't be deceived. God created this land, and God will bring it to an end someday. Let's pray. Thank you, O Lord, for the land in which I live, for the home that I have. I know I owe everything to you, no matter how hard I've worked, or how frugal I think I've been, or how good I have been at my job. It just doesn't matter without you. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.